I'm here with Benta Yanota. She's the executive director of the Okotoks Food Bank. It is the season of giving, and I hear you guys have a Christmas food hamper program. So why don't we start with that? Let's get the details and how everybody can get involved if they are in need this time of year.
Yeah, we've had this running for many years now. We just find that around Christmas time, some families just need a little bit of extra support. They're already buying a lot of extra items and stuff. So we just thought we would put together a little Christmas meal for them, just to kind of make things a little bit easier for them. To kind of get everything for like a special Christmas day. They get like a breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and holiday goodies in this hamper.
Yeah. No, that sounds like it's a great cause to support. So how does somebody get involved with the hamper program? How do they get in touch with you and qualify?
They would give us a call, and then we just ask them basic questions, and then we just register them. So we try and make it an easy process for people. We don't want to add any extra strain on them this time of year.
Yeah. Is there a deadline for people to apply?
So we are asking by December 6th,
okay.
Just so we can get our orders into our local grocery stores to ensure that we have enough for everybody.
Now, this is a time of year where you guys typically help more people in the community. What are some items that you are in dire need of this time of year?
We like the canned proteins. This is like a little extra boost for people's pantries. Canned chickens, tunas, that kind of thing. And then the staples, peanut butter, hearty soups. And then we also do right now ask, for the seasonal items like stuffing mixes, gravy mixes, cranberry sauce, that kind of stuff. So we can include that in our Christmas hampers.
If somebody in the community wants to help you guys out with either food donations, monetary donations, any way they want to help out, how's the best way to get a hold of you and how do they start that process?
So the best way is just going to our website where we have a donate button. So that directly takes you to a link where you can adopt a family.
Okay.
And we have three different family sizes, so you can kind of choose based on what you can afford, from $150 to $200.
Okay.
So that's probably the easiest way, and then you will get a tax receipt as well, emailed to you if you do it online that way. Yeah, we don't want anybody to mail any checks right now to us.
Yeah.
But you can drop them off also during our office hours of 10 to 4.
Okay.
So if you did want to just come into person, use our machine to use your debit or credit, or we do love checks still. Otherwise, if you are out grocery shopping, you can just load up our donation bins that we have at various grocery stores. And we have volunteers that come and pick up from there. And then that will just also, a lot of those items go to my Help Yourself program, where people can just pop in between and just, fill up their pantries with items that they just kind of choose themselves.
All right, Benta, one time for all the listeners, what is the website's address?
It's www.okotoksfoodbank.ca.